on the flight from.
Are you going back to Harlingen?
He, no. He's not coming back to Washington. He's going from Harlingen to San Antonio. That's after your, well, you know, you're still going to get ready for the evening. But you could, he'll be on that flight. You can go catch him.
Well, no, I didn't catch him that one. That's my turn. Tell him that I want to see him right after the, we meet the Republicans.
Okay.
At that gathering, so you.
He can just come onto the plane with you.
Then everybody will notice that.
Let him come onto the plane with you and just sit in your cabin and talk for a few minutes on the plane.
Right.
And he gets off and leaves.
Tell him that I thought, I think we don't, we have nothing good to talk about, but I want to make some notes with him. I want him to come on the plane alone.
Right.
You know, so we get. Well, before we go here, you better get the, my own eye. See if you can, and I'll also send the governor, I discussed this yesterday.
I haven't, since, I bet we can, so it's just, but I'm not sure I call it skunky. I think the lead, on the free network scene, the casualties of zero was a.
They didn't do that.
It was a lead, it was a lead.
I was interested in the Washington Post, but on the first page.
First page, yeah, how are you making the first section?
I've got a separate post, I mean, here, jury.
Christ sakes, after that, that was, the Times did, they had a little box. Although they.
The network, I said, all free networks.
Okay.
But that's where it counts.
Yeah, I think on CBS,
I'll be about 5 minutes, but I mean, they, I don't want to be too long on this.
Yes.
I think the opinion that Buchanan expresses that now that he's back at the war issue, the media now will go all out more for him. It is true.
Could be.
The media is so violently for him. What's your analysis of that, Bob? Well, on the other hand, it's better for me to talk about the war.
I think it is.
I think.
Of course, he thinks it is too. And so somebody's wrong. And I don't know.
Well, the war is what won him the nomination. The war did not win him the election.
That's what appears. All the evidence we got would indicate that.
What about the news analysis for the article report that the grain deal may lose is Iowa? Did you see that power poll on Iowa?
Yeah.
About 2.5-3-1.
That's for Texas.
The grain deal has apparently some farmers who sold early.
In the southern part of the country.
Somewhat annoyed because they didn't get as high a price as they think they should have gotten for the wheat. But those same farmers have a new crop of wheat already up out of the ground.
Well, not only that, but the farm economy as a whole has just been given such a hell of a shot in the arm by this that everybody, Bob Bill was telling me, everybody should go out there. People just have got a lifted feeling. The prices are up.
The fight is that they have the idea.
They'd be pissed off about that one, but
this handle and so forth and so on.
Well,
you got a hell of a good economic date today.
I saw that. CPI.
Yeah. And personal income, take home pay, actual take home pay, which is
right.
A good one. And then you got big new orders and durable business.
The big news, Bob, is that Gold Shuckers today is that the economy is moving up and people feel good.
Yeah, so now that.
It's the gut issue, goddamn it.
Yeah, now they don't really mind if the price is
up. You talk to the more intelligent of the two barbers, at least the better educated Pitts, or whatever his name is, or is it Sells or Sims, Pitts, or.
Pitts is your.
Pitts,
Pitts, Pitts, yeah. And he said, but they put a lot of time here, that'd be good.
Yeah,
we should. Well, that's what the Harris Poll Monday says.
Yeah. The other point I was saying here to make sure Soviet trade in order to get the
this company?
We did this morning, so you have this one.
But it was rated.
Yeah, I just did it very hard.
There's not, there's nothing really politically to talk about, because you're going ahead with the trade agreement, and you can't put any restriction on it.
That's right, well, Henry totally understands this.
Yeah.
Now, Henry's working on it with Rabin and the rest.
Right.
But I want the Jews, I want a hard line taken with Max Fisher and all the professionals with Jews, Bob. We are not going to, we just can't, but we can't do it. And frankly, listen, the country is going to like our, the country doesn't want to lose anything for Jews, believe me. You agree?
Absolutely.
Are we wrong?
No, we're not wrong. You've got the bleeding heart liberals, so we don't have anybody who are going to be concerned with the Jewish community.
Why would they lean about Burundi?
Well, the
100,000 of those poor assholes have been eaten.
The Jewish community has to look at the bigger stakes, like the troops being taken out of the Middle East. And the case can be sold to them, I think.
Maybe not. But the main point is, let them go, let him ride that Jew issue if he wants to.
Well, he's never bargained a trade deal with this one.
He's written both the Jewish issue and the parochial school issue. I mean, he's just going straight out for it, so. This is the kind of stuff he's going
to
do.
All those things are, he's trying to get well on things that he's bad on. He will get well with a few people in those groups that want to find a way to get back.
The main point that we've got to get across to are all of our people who agree. And I was being devil's advocate this morning. It's totally predictable that the press, that McGovern gets, once he gets in the war, will escalate.
Sure.
And be very favorable. And we just got to just fight it every minute of the time, but just know that you're going to get screwed.
But you see, this is, well, we'll get screwed in terms of total coverage, Mr. Brooklyn, but the point I made to you yesterday, I don't think exposure, per se, is helping him. It's the kind of coverage he's getting. I don't think that Wednesday night, do us a great favor to keep running at it, if they would, that particular confrontation.
Yeah, could be.
And if we come back to how hard with Conley on defense and Rogers with two seats next to, but the counterpoint to it, if he wants to really get into the foreign policy today, the counterpoint is when you have Gromyko in, when you're signing SALT, when you're renegotiating announcing the next round of SALT, trade deals going, if he wants the counterpoint with his arguments, he's going to lose. And the exposure, the media can give him 5 minutes at night on that doesn't bother me. If he had 5 minutes talking about tax reform and
yeah,
really getting under people's skin on an
okay
issue.
Well,
but Vietnam is a winner. Check out CNN.
Chief,
play
a little bit. Who touched my understanding? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, are you a Mason?
Am I a Mason?
No, you're a Mason.
No, my brother is. Where's the Catholics?
I'll tell you, I don't believe that.